God has always chosen some individuals to work with him in a more direct way in order to accomplish his plan of salvation, writes Pope Benedict in his message for the 40th World Day of Prayer for Vocations, which falls this Sunday. Pointing out how the first Christian community was built in its original core when some fishermen from Galilee, having met Jesus, let themselves be conquered by his gaze and his voice and accepted his pressing invitation to follow him and become fishers of men. Drawing attention to the theme of this year's message, which is the vocation to the service of the Church as communion, Pope comments it is more topical than ever. Thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit, he stresses, all the members of the Church form one body and one spirit in Christ. This people, organically structured under the guidance of pastors, lives the mystery of communion with God and with the brethren, especially when it gathers for the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source of that ecclesial unity for which Jesus prayed on the eve of his passion, Benedict stresses, quoting from John chapter 17. Father, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. This intense communion, the Pope explains, favours the growth of generous vocations at the service of the Church. The heart of the believer, filled with divine love, is moved to dedicate itself wholly to the cause of the kingdom. That's why he highlights, in order to foster vocations, it is important that pastoral activity be attentive to the mystery of the Church as communion, because whoever lives in an ecclesial community that is harmonious, co-responsible and conscientious, certainly learns more easily to discern the call of the Lord. The care of vocations therefore demands a constant education for listening to the voice of God. At the centre of every Christian community is the Eucharist, the source and summit of the life of the Church, Pope Benedict points out, affirming how Eucharistic love motivates and founds the vocational activity of the whole Church. And quoting from his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, or God is Love, he explains how this ensues from the fact that vocations to the priesthood and to other ministries and services flourish within the people of God wherever there are those in whom Christ can be seen through his word, in the sacraments and especially in the Eucharist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.